back for another episode. I'm so excited that we're recording again because I feel like we always have so much to catch up on.
Yeah, it's been a week since we've been together. We've been up to no good in the past week. We are in our baddie era, like fully.
Yes, I feel like if you've been here from the beginning of the podcast, we were both in our angelic, wholesome era, and something about spring has completely changed our energy, and Kendall and I are out here just causing some trouble left and right.
We're out here breaking hearts.
What else are we doing?
Hanging out with daddies.
The tea is being served.
You and me both, girl.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That was something else. The other night was something else. The other few nights have been something else. As soon as I got back to Aspen, they were like, she's back. Let's go.
She's back. Let's get into some trouble.
I'm so happy though, for the most part. Tomorrow is the first day of spring.
My birthday is the first day of spring. How fitting. A rebirth of a new me.
I'm so excited what this new vibe of Kendall is going to be bringing. I feel like this girl hasn't been out in a few years, so.
I went out on Saturday night and I felt like my college self, and you know who that is. She's a wild.
What did you get into on Saturday?
Bro, I'm just crushing on this guy so hard. I haven't had a crush in so long, and I kind of love it and I kind of hate it.
I'm living that life right now. It's so fun to catch feelings because it feels good and it's exciting. Well, I don't know. How do you feel? How is it making you feel?
Well, it's fully a crush. Like, that's as far as I can say because we literally hung out like once. I don't know. I just had so much fun, and it was St. Patrick's Day weekend, so we were like playing drinking games like during the day. It was so warm out. And then we like went out to like the local bars at night. It's something my college self would have done.
Yeah, you haven't done anything like that in so long.
Yeah, normally like I'm not doing anything. I don't know, it was really fun. I'm just so excited to see what you and I get into this season. Based off of like how much trouble we get into each week. Fun trouble, like good trouble. I just can't wait to see like what we get into together.
I love it. I'm so here for this. So you don't really know what's happening between you guys.
I'm trying really hard to like not overthink this shit because we need to be detached.
Yeah, we need to be detached.
I don't know. It's just like it takes away your power when you start to care too much about one individual. Exactly. It's like I just need to divert the energy back to myself, not have these expectations of like things that might happen or not happen. Like I need to have this mindset of being okay if I never see anyone ever again, right? Like that's where we need to be.
Yeah, otherwise your head starts like over romanticizing the situation and you get hopeful and optimistic and project how things will play out. And that's a quick way to get hurt and get overly attached to like the idea or the concept of something happening. And that's just not a great place to be when it's like so early in any relationship, even if it's a crush. I think it's just so easy for girls to do that.
I think it's a girl thing for sure. Guys are so simple. They literally like see it as it actually is. And girls are over here like thinking about getting married. I mean, luckily my calendar is full. So it's like, it's not like I have all this free time where I'm just like waiting around for someone to text me. Like Cassie and I are literally booked out until June. Good news is my calendar's full and I'm just going to focus on myself and
let the cards fall. Yeah. And see what happens. Is there any other updates besides this crush you want to update me on?
I am in Maui. I should probably mention I'm in Hawaii. I'm in Maui to celebrate my birthday, and it's beautiful here. I mean, it's so relaxing. I'm staying at the Four Seasons. My whole goal of this trip is basically just to chill. Like, I'm not really creating any content. I'm just, like, taking photos and videos when the moment seems right, but I'm not being obsessed with getting, like, the perfect photos. I mean, it's just lovely to be in somewhere warm. I haven't been to Hawaii in like 10 years, so it's nice to be back. The culture here is just amazing.
You'll be able to detach a lot on this trip.
Yes, I'm going to come back a new person.
Kind of like this detox trip.
This detox trip that's involving a lot of tequila, yes.
Have you been drinking tequila?
Of course. I mean, Tequila and me are like this. We're like best friends. Classe Azul on a big rock. Yesterday, I tried all five of the different Classe Azuls. The one that I usually drink is like the lowest end one. Like the one in like the white bottle with like the blue painting on it. That's like the cheapest one. And then like goes up from there. So I tried them all yesterday and it was just a very tequila day. At that point, I had like five tequilas and I was feeling great. I mean, tequila just hits so well.
Yeah, if you're not on that tequila game, what are you doing? Well, that's so fun. Continuing on the troublesome spring energy that we're both welcoming in. It's all positive trouble.
That this episode that we're doing is like kind of off-brand from the energy that we were just channeling with our weekly catch up. But with spring comes a rebirth of energy within ourselves. This energy that we're talking about, it's like a renewed energy. It's like a resurgence of a fresh energy. Like your body is cleansing out the old and like starting a new chapter. And like that is what we're talking about. But I think, you know, on a more serious note, something that can help facilitate that is a good old mental spring cleaning.
The idea of spring cleaning is not just about tidying like your physical space. It can be about decluttering and refreshing your mental health and your wellness and your energy. So it can be like this whole approach. The idea of spring cleaning is usually associated with getting rid of clothes that you don't wear anymore and tidying up your physical space, but it can be more than that as well. I think that's what we want to talk about today, is just this idea of mental spring cleaning. Give some tips or ideas for you girls to do to inspire this new season with spring being here tomorrow.
I know we're talking about how we're planning on having like a really fun spring and there's going to be a lot going on. It's not going to be the most wholesome spring, but because of that, we need to balance it out with this mental spring cleaning. Like I'm telling you, this stuff is necessary for me. And if I didn't have this, I would probably fall into some negative downward spiral. Personally, I need to balance out having fun with all of these mental strategies to keep myself good and keep my energy good, because at the end of the day, that's like what really matters, is your happiness and your mental state. And you could be doing all this fun stuff and have all these fun plans, but if your headspace isn't right, you're not going to enjoy any of it. So we just want you girls to be in that good headspace this season so that you can fully live your best life.
And all of these tips that we have come up with for you girls to do will help you achieve that.
Okay, so my first one is to start doing mind dumps in your journal. People always say, oh, journaling is so good, whatever. The question's always like, what do you journal about? I just have been always someone who has a hard time journaling. That's why I loved the 5-minute journal or gratitude journal where it has prompts. But I think an even better form of mental spring cleaning is to do mind dumps, because you're literally like basically just clearing out all these thoughts in your head and throwing them up on paper. And I've been starting to do this in the mornings, or if I'm having like a rough patch in the middle of the day, if I start downward spiraling or something upsets me a lot, I'll just do a mind dump. And you basically, what you do is you either set a timer or you decide on how much space you want to fill up on a page. Maybe it's a full page or 5 minutes, whatever. And you just like literally spill your guts basically to this journal. And I think it helps solve a lot of problems. Like, I've noticed if I have a problem and I start mind dumping, I almost by the end of my mind dump, I've like solved my own problem, or at least gotten myself to a more positive state of mind than I started. I don't know. I love this one. It's a recent addition to my little morning routine, so I thought I would share.
This one I think is always super helpful. Something that you don't need to practice doing every single day, but with the start of this spring season, it might be a good idea to go on all of your social media apps and unfollow, delete, block people that you feel are affecting your mental space negatively.
Block them.
Sometimes you just gotta block people. If you're stalking someone that you know you shouldn't be looking at, like remove the temptation and block them. If you're following accounts that make you not feel good about yourself, feel negative to your headspace, unfollow them. You know, delete things or archive things that are on your feed that no longer serve you. Figure out how you can make your social media benefit you and not harm you, because there's a very fine line between using social media in what I think is like a healthy way and an unhealthy way. And take a look at your accounts and see how you can make your pages and socials more positive for you. And that'll look different for everyone.
I love a good unfollowing spree. One thing about me is that I have no shame in unfollowing people, probably to a fault, because I literally unfollow so many people that I like literally used to be friends with. I feel like we're not friends anymore. I'll just unfollow them. A lot of people probably don't like me because of that, because it does kind of create some like bad blood. If you unfollow someone, it's like this huge deal, right? If they're not in your life anymore, or if it truly doesn't matter. Also, you could just always mute people too. Like, I love a good mute. I have so many people muted right now that I just do not want to see them, because they remind me of things I don't want to think about or whatever. We love a good mute. If you are too afraid to unfollow people, just mute them. I love that. I love that feature. My next tip is to try breath work. I feel like I've talked about meditation before, probably on the podcast. I love a good guided meditation. But recently I was having a really bad anxiety day, and I reached out to my followers on Instagram and I said, give me some anxiety tips, like need your help. And one girl sent me this YouTube video, guided breathwork by Wim Hof. And I had never tried breathwork before. I didn't really understand even what it was, but it's literally an 11-minute long video and it completely deleted my anxiety. It was the craziest thing. So I've been doing it regularly. I'll do this guided breathwork and it's honestly like so easy. It's even easier than meditation because all you do is follow the breaths. So I recommend breathwork.
That was what we did in the car, right?
Yeah. Cass and I were doing it in the car one day and I was driving doing it. You have to hold your breath for like a minute and a half. And it was honestly so sketchy. I was literally driving, both of us on the freeway. We were going like 70 miles an hour and I'm holding my breath. And afterwards, in the disclaimer, it says, please do not do this breath work while operating a motorized vehicle. So don't do it in the car. You can do it in the car if you're like parked, but don't do it while driving. I should not have done that.
This one is a bit different and probably harder to do. Less girls are likely to be motivated to do this because it definitely requires a lot of effort, but comes highly recommended for me personally. And that's to handle all of your annual wellness checks. And this is more for just like the peace of mind going into spring and summer and the rest of the year, handling those annoying appointments that you always put off. It's nice to get them done at the start of spring. You can get anything handled before summer. And I just recently went and saw my gynecologist and I saw my dermatologist. It just feels good to get all of your like routine labs done and check in with your body on another level. I always feel so incredibly productive when I leave a doctor's appointment. It's just not something that we do every single day and more tedious and annoying to schedule and make happen. So I just love getting my appointments done and knowing that I don't have to go back for like another 6 months or a year. So,
oh yes, and get your teeth cleaned. Make a dentist appointment. I just did that. I got my teeth cleaned. Even though I floss every day, my dentist was telling me that I need to start using mouthwash. So he basically was telling me my mouth isn't clean enough and I have like such good hygiene. So that surprised me. So get your teeth cleaned, girls. Like, we love a clean mouth.
I just got a tongue scraper because I was inspired by yours. I saw it in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Yes, girl, you need that. I'm glad that you're on that tongue scraping game. I actually forgot mine on this trip and I feel so gross without one. I like don't know how people don't tongue scrape.
Good little thing to add to your oral care routine.
My next mental spring cleaning tip is to have no phone mornings. I mean, this is just as pretty self-explanatory. This is as simple as it sounds. I don't want you to look at your phone in the morning, girls. I mean, first of all, don't sleep next to your phone. Your phone needs to live on a different piece of furniture that's not your bed or your nightstand. You just don't want it to be in arm's reach when you first wake up. So that's one tip, is to like leave it across the room and then get straight into the morning routine. I mean, there's truly no reason to check your phone unless you're expecting a text from someone or whatever, of course. Don't get drawn into replying to a bunch of people and definitely don't check social media. I mean, that's like a big one. Be selfish with your mornings. I think it helps your overall mental state throughout the day so much. It also teaches people that you're not available. I think most people who communicate with me frequently know that I don't really reply before noon. No phone mornings. Let's get on it, girls.
Anything that requires self-control when practiced always gets easier. This is definitely something I'm still working on. Speaking of our phones, another tip that was inspired by Kendall that we might have shared on another episode, but something that I'm still doing to this day is just having your notifications off on your phone. Maybe for certain people, for their job, you might require that certain apps still have notifications, but the less notifications that pop up on your phone, the better. The way Kendall explained this to me was that usually we're in the middle of doing something, and then if our phone's in front of us and we see a notification pop up, we actually stop what we're doing to check our phone instead of just finishing what you are doing and then checking your phone. And when you have your notifications off, you're way less distracted. I realize how much more focused I am on what I'm doing and how much more present I am because I'm not interrupted by a notification. It's much harder to ignore a notification, especially if it's a tech notification from someone that you want to be talking to. The number one thing I think is to turn off your social media notifications. That to me, I always have my social media notifications off, and it helps me not check the app as much. But I think the same goes for texting. Yeah, it's been over a month now that I've had my notifications off. I'm really happy with that. And I think it's a great thing to do at the start of this spring season.
Okay, my next mental spring cleaning tip is to replace your night scrolling with reading. And this one also would probably require a lot of self-discipline, but I like literally look forward to my nightly reading. I mind so much peace. I think when you're scrolling on social media, I think it's so bad for your mental health. You're just ending the day looking at what other people are doing. You are exposing yourself to blue light and you're just in this comparative mindset. I think it's just such a bad way to end the day. I also don't have a TV, so I don't watch TV either, but I do think TV is better than scrolling because it kind of forces your mind to slow down. But reading is truly the best thing to do before you fall asleep. Right now I'm reading a book about mushrooms. So relaxing. It just completely detaches me from reality. I'm in my reading era. What can I say?
On a similar note, something that I think is so bad for our brains, like our subconscious maybe more, is how much people enjoy their dark or negative TV or podcasts, maybe even books. The amount of content that we consume that doesn't give us this like happy, cheerful feeling. I feel like so many people are addicted to their like murder mystery podcasts or their crime. I think it's crime podcasts that people love. And there's obviously so many TV shows that people love that are considered more like dark. And this is something that I don't personally like really relate to, but I just, when thinking of this list, I thought that this would be something really good to do for like your mental health for the spring, is to just like replace those with things that are going to feed your subconscious like happier, more positive thoughts.
You are a product of what you consume.
Anything negative is going to affect you, whether you don't feel it in the moment.
Okay, my next one's more of a physical spring cleaning, and that is to go through every room in your house. Just do like a donation sweep. Look at all your belongings and decide what things you don't use anymore and that someone else has a better use for. It doesn't need to be that serious. You could just simply get rid of 10 things even. Get rid of at least one thing from every room in your house and it'll just help you feel a bit lighter. It's easy to look at something and say, oh, I'm gonna sell that, so I wanna keep it. And I'm telling you right now, you're probably never gonna sell it. So just donate it, do yourself a favor. It truly clears up so much mental space when you are living with less. And you could start off really small. It doesn't have to be this huge project. Or just throw them away.
On the topic of positive mental health, changing your phone background and your computer background, so the screens that you look at every single day, what's on your background, I think, actually has a bigger effect on you than you would probably realize. Because similar to my last tip about things affecting our subconscious, I think when we stare at something over and over and over again, it does the same thing for us. And that's why my background ever since the start of the new year has been screenshots from my 2024 vision board. I just think having like a positive or inspirational background on your phone and computer is like so positive. Change up your background, make it positive, make it inspirational, and let's get it, girls.
LFG Cassie, get those vibes going, girls.
Get those vibes going, girls.
Get those inspirational phone backgrounds up.
All right, we got two left.
My next tip is also kind of physical, but it's to give your house a good deep clean. I think a fun way to get inspired by this is to go on Clean Talk. Yeah, half of my feed is literally Clean Talk, and it's so satisfying. I get so inspired to see how clean some of these girls are, or guys. I mean, there's like some guy Clean Talk influencers too, which I love. Put on some headphones or some AirPods and get going. Get after it.
Do yourself a favor and get some rubber gloves. It'll make it so much better, I swear.
Yeah, you're more likely to get in there.
Get in there. Like, clean that house, girl. You'll feel so good after.
When my cleaner comes and I come home, my mood is so good. There's just nothing like a clean house. It's so good. Like, I tidy every day, but I only get a deep house clean every 2 weeks, and it feels different. It hits.
And our last tip for this episode is to remove camera roll content of memories that are no longer serving you. I've actually been getting really good at being in the habit of this because our phones love to show us memories that we don't really want to see for some reason. I don't know why Apple thought that was a good idea.
Specifically, like, from old relationships.
It's like always my exes like popping up and I'm like, lovely, didn't need to see that. And I think it's so easy to hold on to these kinds of photos, but I've found it so refreshing. I've just been deleting stuff. Like, when it pops up or I'm like scrolling and I end up in a part of my camera roll that I like don't love and it doesn't serve me anymore to be looking at it, I just delete it. And there's something so freeing about deleting photo memories because we obviously live in a world now where we overshoot memories. We have so many photos of everything. It kind of takes away the value of like actually just like remembering something. Like, I feel like I remember so many things through a photo as opposed to just like the memories that are really important that I have like stored in my head. And that's like really all we need. So, you know, you're not actually like erasing this person from your life by deleting a photo of them, but all the power to you if you can remove any camera roll content that's no longer serving you and free up space in your phone storage for new photos and new memories. Because if you're like me and Kendall, we're always on that iPhone full storage grind. So,
girl, I have 111,000 photos. Having a mini photo shoot the other night here in Maui before dinner, I was all dressed up. Just like taking like 100 photos of myself trying to get the perfect one. You know how it is. And it was such a vibe kill. My phone ran out of storage in the middle of the photo shoot. Now I've had this phone for 2 years and it just now hit full storage. So I'm like, how do you even fix that? I think on my flight home, I just need to like mass delete stuff. I need to delete everything from my last relationship. That would make me feel so good, even though that's so sad.
But if we have memories that are no longer serving us, in a photo form, like, why do we have them? Why are we holding on to like that space, the energy that you like release when you delete something? It just like,
oh my gosh, I'm so inspired right now. I'm totally gonna do this and I feel like it's gonna make room for new.
And it's not like you're forgetting this person forever. Like, you still have memories in your head that aren't going away just because you delete a photo. We love a purge for a mental spring cleaning.
I'm inspired. I'm gonna have a purge on my flight home. A camera roll purge. Go for a hawk or a walk and purge that camera roll.
What a motivational episode we've got here. Hopefully you can relate to some of these, or some of these are speaking to you and you're feeling like you're ready for this spring detox.
Yeah, I'm feeling inspired. Because the ones that you came up with inspired me.
You're ready to welcome this new season that is starting tomorrow, except this episode will be out after spring has started. So out with the old and in with the new. And that does it for this week's episode. We love you, girls. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back again for another episode next week. XOXO,
Girly Girls.